There has been a centralized emergency dispatch center in Lee County for more than 5 years. The agreement that created the service expires in 3 months, and there are questions about whether it will be renewed in time, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
911, where's your emergency?
Tara Gustafson is an emergency dispatcher with LECOM. She's been on the job for 3 years.
I've just always been intrigued with law enforcement, and I love it. I like it a lot. So it was just something that I've always wanted to do.
LECOM handles all 911 calls within the county, as well as non-emergency calls to the sheriff's office and local police. Gustafson says it's the type of job you cannot plan for.
To be honest, you just don't know what's going to ring in. I mean, it just, some days it's more medical than anything else. Some days it's more fights and things like that going on. Sometimes we just have a lot of traffic stops. You just never know what's going to be on the other end of the line or coming through the radio.
Because of that, Gustafson says it's quite helpful to have two and sometimes three people working in the dispatch center.
When we have very emergent calls, we have somebody's paging ambulance, somebody's paging fire, somebody's staying on the line with the caller. So it's just, we all work together.
That was not the case prior to LECOM. Keokuk, Fort Madison, and Lee County each staffed and maintained their own dispatch centers. They each had just one person on duty and purchased their own equipment. Lee County Chief Deputy Scott Boner says law enforcement talked for years about the idea of a centralized system to save money and improve efficiency.
Back, I think it was about mid-1990s, they tried it once then, but there was no place we could put it. And when the Rashid Library was empty and that, they thought about putting it there, but they could never really get going on it.
Boner says what got things going was the decision to expand the Lee County Jail because the dispatch center would be incorporated into the plan. Voters backed the expansion, allowing the formation of LECOM in mid-2009. The service was up and running in September of 2010. It was a partnership between not only the county and its two largest cities, but also the county's Emergency Management Commission and six other incorporated cities, including Donelson, Houghton, and St. Paul. The agreement creating that partnership expires at the end of June, so the renewal process is underway. But it's been far from a slam dunk. At first, the issue was money. The program's funding is based on population, with Lee County, Keokuk, and Fort Madison paying about 92% and the smaller cities covering the rest. It might sound as though the smaller communities are not paying much, but before LECOM, they never had to pay anything for dispatch services. West Point Mayor Paul Walker says the cost was also difficult to swallow when you looked at call volume, as his city only averages about one call per day.
And we're paying $16,000 for that one-a-day call. And that gets pretty pricey if you look at it on that end, where you take your larger communities and the county, you know, naturally, they got calls coming in, you know, constantly.
Those writing the new LECOM agreement took the concerns of the smaller communities into account and crafted a new funding formula. It calls for the system to be basically paid for through a new county-wide property tax levy. Walker believes that protects the smaller cities against long-term expenses. He says he also supports the proposed creation of new levels of oversight for the day-to-day operations of LECOM. The new language seems favorable to the smallest cities as they have been signing off on the new deal over the last 2 months. But at least one of the larger partners appears to be balking. Keokuk City Administrator Aaron Burnett says the city has concerns. For one thing, he wants more regular reports back to the members as to how LECOM is handling calls.
You know, saying an annual review or providing performance metrics that are very specified on what the goals are and what the different standards are that are to be met by the PSAP.
Along those same lines, Burnett says the new agreement needs to more clearly explain how complaints from partners will be handled.
What we've struggled with is if a problem comes up with a board structure, it's been mentioned, and then it'll carry on for a long period of time without it being resolved.
Burnett says until those concerns are addressed, Keokuk cannot rejoin. Steps are being taken to resolve those concerns, with Lee County Attorney Mike Short serving as a mediator. He declined to comment on what an altered LECOM agreement might look like, but he says he's confident everyone will be on board by June 30th. The question is, what happens if they are not? No one involved in the process is able to say with certainty what will happen to LECOM if an original member leaves. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.